cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, nine-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And we look at mobile, we look at apps, but we're going to look at the intersection of both around what I think is definitely the hottest trend out there and what you're going to be hearing more about in 2019. It's about mobile video advertising in-app and I would just say, wouldn't say necessarily on demand, but let's just say on the terms of the users that you want to address. And to talk about this trend, many others as well, we have back for an encore because he, you know, you said it, you want him back, we got him back. We have Saurabh Bhatia. He is CEO and co-founder of Chocolate. Saurabh, great to have you again on Mobile Presence.
Hello, Peggy. Nice to meet you and glad to be back. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it was something about the way you're just like straight on into it that people liked. And that's what we have. We brought you back. And before we dive into your take on trends, because I'm sure it's going to be edgy and interesting, and we won't want to miss a moment of that. How was 2018 for you over at Chocolate? What was that year like for you?
2018 had been a pretty amazing year for us. Mm-hmm. Number one, in terms of the new product and the initiatives that we launched, but I was also fascinated by the pace at which the industry is moving, it's evolving. Personally, I have never seen this kind of pace or this kind of change or evolution in the industry over the past few years, and I'm really amazed by it.
I mean, it went quickly. I mean, we were talking just to stay on like mobile video. It was like, yeah, it's coming. It's important. It's, you know, we saw, I think it was Mary Meeker or something at the very start of the year that mobile was eclipsing television. But then, you know, who expected so quickly? So is it mobile video the big one for you, or what was the trend that just caught you by surprise?
So I think mobile video or the growth of mobile video, for us, it's always expected because we've bet on that trend. So that was not a surprise. But what has been fascinating and surprise for me personally as an observer of the industry and as someone who has been deep into apps and advertising is the speed and pace of the new technologies, new algorithm, and new phenomena that are being introduced, and video is a trend. But what is also extremely powerful and amazing is the introduction of, if I may use the word, artificial intelligence. If I may use the word, how quickly and rapidly the advertisers are changing their buying patterns. How rapidly the users are evolving or the consumers are evolving to these new trends. And as a result of which, what I'm finding is two sides of the funnel. On one side, you have trends and those companies, those organizations, those professionals that adopt to those trends, they are seeing home runs. And on the other side, the people who miss those trends, they are completely caught off guard and they are left wondering what the hell just happened.
And it's interesting you say AI because I was just reading something today. I read the MIT technology review and it was like, you know, AI is not a surprise. It's not magic. Let's stop talking about it as if it is. And we still do. It's like AI. Oh, that's really something out there. But, you know, it's really about doing all the drudge work in the data to get results faster and to make ultimately more money because you have cracked the code in some level of what you're doing in advertising, be that the bidding, or some people are using AI to figure out the creatives, even creatives or approaches in mobile video for that matter. I mean, where do you see the application of AI? What's so surprising, or what do you expect from your perspective?
So what I personally expect from AI in the calendar year 2019 is something that every single professional that is in the advertising industry, I mean, it could be said about many industries, but I'll stay focused on the apps and monetization. And my message to the app developers would be that if you are in the business of apps, monetization, and advertising, there is no way that you can escape from the impact that artificial intelligence will have on your business in the calendar year 2019. And if, as a business professional, if as an app developer, you have witnessed in the calendar year 2018 that massive fluctuation in trends, massive fluctuations in revenue, or unpredictable behavior, I can tell you, you can attribute a lot of it on these massive sets of data points, these massive sets of algorithms that are all playing at the background. You don't see it at the surface, but you will feel the impact. It could be positive or it could be negative, depending on how you look at it. To drill it further, I will go ahead and make a bold claim in saying every single job, I repeat, every single job in the advertising and the app industry is at stake or is being influenced by the impact of artificial intelligence. And you better make right decisions, otherwise your business would be at risk.
I have to say, it's a bold statement, but it is on the mark because it really does dovetail with a lot of what I'm seeing out there. And maybe yourself, because, you know, one step about in this direction is that app marketers are doing a lot more in-house. They're pulling a lot more back in because it's not necessary anymore, perhaps any longer, to look at individual agencies, but to get the intelligence, to get the platforms, to get the technology in-house is a big trend. Are you seeing that as well? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right, Peggy. I would actually go even one step further and say, why is that happening? It is happening because today's tools, today's technologies, today's algorithms are much, much smarter than the most smart human being that is out there doing that job. If you extrapolate that to the app developers or the publishers who, and I'll take an example, if you are an app developer and advertising is how you generate your revenue or even in-app purchase, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of decisions that are made during the duration of an year that determines what your revenue will be. Historically, you had someone manually doing that job, which is called maybe operations, maybe optimization, maybe revenue maximization, taking pricing decisions. All of that, leave that to machines. You focus on something else, something creative. If you are an app developer and you want to maximize your revenue in the year 2019, and you are doing it by yourself without taking the help of specialist organizations or specialist machine learning based algorithms, you will lose. There are no ifs and buts about it. That's the number one fact. The number two fact is, and this is a message to all of your listeners, And I'll again focus on the app developer community, that if you are an app developer, and whether you are an entrepreneur yourself or you're working in an organization that is in the business of monetization and making apps, please go ahead and find, look at your team, look at what you are doing, and figure out how you can automate it and how you can bring in smart technology that will help you. Otherwise, it will be extremely difficult for you to compete in the next 12 months.
That's also what I'm hearing out there. I mean, it sounds on the face of it, it sounds like it's a disaster waiting to happen. You know, if you don't embrace machine learning, algorithms, AI, you will not be in business next year. But it's not really, you're not really saying that. It's about, you know, phasing that into your company, starting to use AI. You know, where do you start to use it? Do you start to use it in bidding, is what I'm hearing is a great place to start. Other places to use it. So it's not you just like bring in and do everything, but you have to start moving parts of your company to that technology. Now we do have to go to break shortly, so I don't want to get you started on that, but if just in a word, Saurabh, where would you tell someone to start with AI right now?
Where the money is.
Which is bidding?
Which is how you make money. If it is advertising and monetization, okay, that's where you start. If it is in-app purchase for you, that's where you start. We as an organization focus on advertising, monetization, and that's where we would recommend to start using AI.
Well, it's what I'm hearing, because that's also the smartest place, because that's where there's a mountain of data that you really can't get through on your own. And if you don't have the help from machine learning, AI, you know, you're just going to be doing that manually, and things are going too quickly out there to be doing this manually. So to your point, that's a great place to start. And we have to stop right now at this point. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace. WebmasterRadio.fm. WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
We're back with Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And we have today Saurabh Bhatia. He is CEO and co-founder of Chocolate. And Saurabh, you're also sharing with us today your view into 2019, into some of the major trends. One of them, clearly, AI, machine learning. You're going to have to get your head around it, app developers and app marketers. That's the message I'm hearing here. But how do they concretely start? Where does it start? You said where the money is. Okay, so it's monetization. I want to do monetization, machine learning. How am I going to do it? Give me some easy steps to follow, Sarab.
Pretty simple. The fact number one, monetization by advertising has emerged as the number one preferred way of app developers to generate revenue from their apps. So that's the number one fact. If you are an app developer, you must follow advertising. You must embrace advertising for your apps. The next question is, how do you do that? Yep. And that's where tools and technology like mediation comes into the play. I'll share a very simple statistics that we have realized from our research.
Okay.
And that statistic is, even though mediation has proven to be a smarter way of monetizing your app, as of today, only 25% of the top free gaming apps are utilizing mediation. There is still, I would say, an ocean to cross, because majority of the app developers have still not embraced mediation. And you know what? Those are the app developers that are leaving money on the table. And the fact that they're trying to do it manually, they are also hurting their business. So my simplest recommendation, or the simplest mantra that I would like to share with the app developers who are interested in making money from advertising, or who are interested in growing their revenue from advertising, is to embrace smart mediation. That would be my message.
So I'm going to interrupt for a moment. Smart mediation, what is that as opposed to mediation? This would be mediation with what? AI, machine learning, and how do they embrace it?
There are just two things if you add to mediation that would do the job for you in 2019.
Okay.
Number one, historically, mediation has been done in a waterfall model. What do I mean by that? A waterfall model of monetizing is when you work with multiple demand partners or multiple advertisers, and you make manual decisions of sequencing them in priority, that I believe advertiser one will generate more revenue for me, so I will give that advertiser first chance to run an ad. If that advertiser does not have an ad to run, then I will go to number two and number three. This methodology is called waterfall model. This is an inefficient way of doing mediation or of doing monetization. You need to replace it with something that is known as unified auction, or it is known as header bidding in mediation. What it means? It means that you have, or your mediation technology is smart enough to have all the advertisers getting the ad request at the same time, and in that very microsecond, based on the advertiser that is likely to give you highest rate, which in advertising terms is called CPM, or the maximum revenue for that single ad opportunity, you will run an ad for that advertiser. Now, this approach leads to, number one, higher revenue for you. B, it results in higher fill rate for your app. And another thing which is extremely important with unified action is that it allows you to serve an ad almost instantaneously. You don't have to wait for the manual auctions to happen, for the manual waterfall to happen, because in the manual waterfall, you lose valuable time. And if you know today's consumers, if they see an ad is not loading in an instant, they will skip the ad and they might even close your app. So imagine It's not just about you making more money. It is also about having the right experience for the end user. So that's the number one aspect of smart mediation, which is having a unified auction as compared to the historical way of doing, which was waterfall.
So I just want to interrupt for just a moment here and cut in. You talked about experience, having the right user experience. Does that also translate into the actual format of the app? Because when we talk about in-app header bidding, some people might out there might think it's display only, and it can be many formats. That's correct. Which one works, or which ones would you suggest?
So with specific to format, I would share that in-app header bidding or unified auction works across all ad formats. Mm-hmm. The second aspect is which ad format is right for you as an app developer. And I'll share just a simple data point that will make the choice pretty clear. As of today, of all the app developers that are using advertising as a mean of monetizing or as a mean of generating revenue, 75% of them prefer video ads over display, 75%. And the reason is extremely simple. One, video ads generate higher revenue. Two, the consumers have embraced the video ads because you associate rewards with those video ads, and many consumers actually like it. It has become an integral part of their entire gaming experience with the apps right now. So that makes your choice or your decision pretty simple.
And you, Saurabh, I mean, you do this at Chocolate, obviously. Are you seeing this spread to other app genres? Because I'm hearing an awful lot about, yes, rewarded video really works well in gaming. And it's going to, you're going to see it elsewhere. At the very, very least, maybe commerce and coupons as a way to tie the two together. I don't know if you have or want to have customers outside of gaming apps, but maybe you can tell me how you're seeing this advance for 2019.
Actually, that's extremely interesting that you brought it up, because I totally forgotten when you were asking me what are the major trends that we have seen. One of the interesting trends that we saw for our organization in 2018 is the adoption of video ads outside of the gaming ecosystem. Of course, with gaming, it's pretty obvious with the rewarded video ads, it's become the number one format. What we are seeing is across social, especially across sports and news-related apps, other format of video ads are becoming extremely important. And those formats include video interstitials, which are a full page video takeover. And the second one is what is known as in-view video ads, or I may go technical, 300x250 size video ads, which take like not the complete screen, but almost half the screen. And those ad formats are extremely popular. And I'll give you an example. They're extremely popular with social media or texting apps, because you don't need the whole screen to do the text. So part of the screen, you can have that video running at background. Another example is with the sports app, because with sports apps, you have a lot of live action that is happening. Consumers are absorbed in checking the score. And when you are checking the score again, the score doesn't need the whole screen. So you can have a video experience right over there. And that has been a very interesting and a promising trend for the industry, I would say.
What's the user experience for, like, let's take the sports app, the rewarded video. What is it? What would the offer be? I'm just trying to stretch the imagination here to figure out. I can see commerce. It's like, watch this video, you'll get a coupon. Sports app, what? Watch this video, you'll get, what would you get?
So I think in the sports app, I would break it in two different components. One component is if the sports app has a video content, then you can obviously have a video ad running before the video content, because if you don't watch the video ad, you won't get an opportunity to see the video content, which could be a game highlight or a fancy basketball or a touchdown or a goal in case of a soccer. So that's a straightforward application of a video ad. And there, instead of calling it rewarded video ads, even though the reward is that you get a you get to watch the content, it's like the traditional pre-roll that you see before any video content in the industry. The second case, which I was earlier mentioning, was that there is no reward, but as a publisher, as an app developer, you are taking advantage of the fact that your end user or the consumer, he or she is spending time glued to the screen, waiting for the score to update or checking the score. And when they are checking the score, they are on their screen. You take, instead of the complete screen, you take just a half of the smartphone screen is taking over by a video ad. The video ad starts in a silent mode, which is extremely important because that's the right user experience. And if the user feels, oh, this is an advertising or this moving picture is of interest to me, user may touch upon it, interact it, or click on it. And then you can have the full-blown video, sound, sight, and action experience. So these are the two applications that I can clearly see.
Well, I'm sure there's more to talk about there. I mean, just before we go to break, what about playables? What are you hearing about those? That was another hot topic for 2018. Is it going to be hot in 2019?
So I think playables will still remain as an ad format. But I would say their application would be limited around the gaming apps only, because playables are essentially mock games that gives an opportunity to the user to see, oh, this is how the game experience could be. So what we are predicting is that playable will grow their share, but still, compared to video, it will be a much smaller play.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple more trends we're going to deep dive into. A little bit of what I like to do, which is sort of like myth busting. This is what I'm hearing. What are you seeing? But listeners, we do have to go to break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing. Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2019. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry into the Web Marketing Association's 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And are back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And we have today Sara Bhatia. He is CEO, co-founder of Chocolate. We're having a great time here today, Sara, going through the trends, what you're seeing, what's exploding. Another trend is probably, you know, it always was a global mobile app economy, but there are some opportunities out there that are just, well, too good to ignore any longer. What are some countries top of radar with you? And then we'll talk about why. So what's your number one growth market? If you were to say to an app marketer, app developer, app marketer, this is where you need to market your app, what would it be?
I would recommend to app developers, go to Asia, wherever you can find English speaking language, because for that, there is the maximum ROI with a minimum effort. You don't need to do any language localizations. And the interesting fact is, over a period of next 3 to 4 years, 1 billion new, I'll repeat, 1 billion new smartphone users will be added in the Asia-Pac English-speaking countries. Imagine, that is three times the population of United States.
Yeah, and that's new users.
These are new smartphone users. To give you a trend, as of today, the penetration of smartphone in India is possibly 28%. In the next 3 to 4 years, it's going to become more than 60%. So you do your math with over a billion people.
That is exactly what I'm reading. In fact, I am now researching a piece I want to do about media apps in India. They are crushing it. It's like 60% growth. It's just huge. India is a big one. You said across all of APAC, wherever they're speaking English. Let's talk for just a moment about what we thought was the hot revenue opportunity, but maybe not. China, a freeze on apps. How do you see the Chinese market? Do you say then, you know, really just, you know, everything else but, or, you know, because it used to be that's another huge market. We have to focus on it, but it's really, really tough to crack. And now there's a freeze. What do you say about China?
So I think at least for the next 12 months, it is going to be an extremely tricky market for multiple reasons. Number one, which everyone has talked about extensively over a period of last 1 year, is the freeze or the new censorship with regards to the change in processes about approving new games. And that has been pretty crazy as far as the app developers are concerned, because what ends up happening is that you have an app in the China market and you spend tremendous amount of resources in localization. And in China, you have different kinds of Android. So you have to do even technology localization. You have to do different marketing and publishing deals. And after that, you don't know when your app is going to go live. And that is pretty tricky. The second macro trend with regards to China is that the growth is no longer there, which means there are no new smartphone users are getting added. It's the same users that are being churned, and the macro trends of the economy are not great, especially because of the US-China trade war, and that is having an adverse impact. And the third trend, which is especially about the China, is that if you are an app developer that is based out of either a Western Europe or North America, the fundamental business environment is not necessarily the best because of the macroeconomic and political issues that are completely out of your control as far as doing business is concerned. So I would rather recommend a wait and watch policy with regards to China.
Okay, so we've got a lot of opportunity out there. India, a big one, listeners, to note if your app is a fit. How do our listeners stay in touch with you, Sarab, in between, you know, the next time you might show up on our show? What's the best way to stay up to date with you and with Chocolate?
So I think The best way to reach out to me is on my email address. I'm happy to share with you. I'm pretty available, saurabh@chocolateplatform.com. Your listeners can go and visit our website at chocolateplatform.com. We are pretty active on social media as well, on Twitter or LinkedIn. They can reach out to us over there, and we are happy to respond.
Okay. And listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is, of course, also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services and research, articles, and insights around the mobile app economy. So that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.